the Old Testament reading of Scripture. This week it's in Proverbs chapter 25, verses 1 through 14. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. These are more Proverbs of Solomon collected by the advisors of King Hezekiah of Judah. It is God's privilege to conceal things that the king's privilege and to discover them. No one can discover the heights of heaven, the depths of the earth, or all that goes on in the king's mind. Remove the dross from silver, and the sterling will be ready for the silversmith. Remove the wicked from the king's court, and his reign will be made more secure by justice. Don't demand an audience with the king or push for a place among the great. It is better to wait for the invitation than to be sent to the end of the line, publicly disgraced. Just because you see something, don't be in a hurry to go to court. You might go down before your neighbors in a shameful defeat. So discuss the matter with them privately. Don't tell anyone else, or others may accuse you of gossip. Then you will never regain your good reputation. Timely advice is as lovely as golden apples in a silver basket. Valid criticism is a treasure by the one who heeds it as jewelry made from finest gold. Faithful messengers are refreshing as snow in the heat of summer. They receive the spirit of their employer. Verse 14, a person who doesn't give a promised gift is like clouds and wind that don't bring rain. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Look at verse 11. Timely advice is as lovely as gold and apples in a silver basket. Well, advice is important. You know, there's two things that we should desire: to be wise and be the beneficiary of the wise. We should desire both, to receive wise counsel and to give it. We are counsel, other wisely things that cycle in the perpetual of others. Wise counsel brings wise counsel.